We are currently in the middle of another exciting NBA season. Join Tim Roy and the crew on KINS 106.3 for all your Golden State Warriors basketball action.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for community comment. Last week, I had the honor of doing a ride-along with Eureka Police Department's CSET team. CSET stands for Community Safety Engagement Team. If you have concerns about our community and the direction you see Eureka headed, I encourage you to spend some time with these men. For those who don't know me, I work at Adult and Teen Challenge, which is a year-long, faith-based recovery program, and my job is to help people who want help to change their life. Come check out our annual graduation tomorrow, Saturday at Faith Center at 10 a.m. From my point of view, the CSET team's goal is to help people who are still deciding on whether they want help or not. They have a written mission statement that goes something like this: to proactively address quality of life, crime, and disorder problems in Old Town, along the waterfront, and in city parks while developing strategies to ultimately improve upon or eliminate these issues. A few memorable conversations came out as I rode along through Old Town, Broadway, and behind the Bayshore Mall with one officer. I asked if he had any suggestions for how we as a community can help the homeless population without enabling or being taken advantage of. He replied, "If you aren't being taken advantage of every once in a while, then you probably aren't doing much help." I've been thinking about that statement for a few days, and I believe it to be true. Helping other people is a risk. There's no guarantee that you help anybody, that their motive is pure, or that they're telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But if we live in the fear that somebody or someone else may abuse our generosity, we can become frigid or frozen and help no one. We need to use our God-given brains to be smart and discerning and practice common sense. Another topic that came up was pain you experience when you finally get someone help and you see their potential blossom, the sparkle return in their eyes, the vibrance return, and then watch them walk away from the help only to return to their former life. I work daily with people struggling with life-controlling issues like addiction, but I guess I was a bit naive to think that police officers were somehow hardened to the pain of watching someone relapse. They too struggle with the emotional pain of seeing people that they care about doing things that are destructive to themselves and others. One statistic that I heard that day was that police officers are more likely to commit suicide than be killed in the line of duty. A quick internet search shows that there have been a few studies done, and in fact, more officers take their own lives than are killed in the line of duty. If that doesn't make you have a little more respect and compassion for the men and women who are patrolling your streets and mine, then maybe you need to go spend some time with them on patrol. Go see what they do. See what they see. It may be just what you need to make a difference in your community.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.